what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with our Big Brother exit interview here for the final pre-juror of the season. And today we're going to be talking with the man who almost was saved in a big swing in the game last night, but it didn't ultimately come to pass. And we're going to talk with Sam Smith here today. So looking forward to talking to Sam. Let's see if he has that much energy here early in the morning as we do our final exit interview of Big Brother 21 until we get to the finale. Last night, if you missed the podcast, we had a classic RHAP episode after the very uneventful episode of Big Brother, and we had Caitlin Herman here, we had Alex Willett here. It was a big party. It was my anniversary. We had a lot of fun last night. If you missed that episode, I know there's a lot of stuff to check out in the Big Brother world today, but I highly recommend you catching that one. We're also gonna have a special podcast today with Ovi. Taryn and I are gonna be live with Ovi at 3 p.m Eastern time, 12 noon Pacific, if you have a chance to join us live. And of course, that will be in the archives, and Taryn will have the live feed updates from the weekend. And Brendan and Rachel are going to be here on Sunday night to see everything that went on in the Big Brother house on Thursday and everything that comes out of this new HOH. Before we get to Sam, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Brand new sponsor on the podcast. Very excited to have them on board with us. Figs is an amazing company that is making scrubs stylish and functional for the people who deserve it most. Nurses, doctors, dentists, people who work in medicine and healthcare are awesome. And all of us can think of a time when a medical professional helped us or a family member. These amazing people dedicate their lives to caring and serving others. Shouldn't these amazing people wear scrubs that make them feel good? I sure think so. My wife is a nurse and she got to get a pair of these Figs scrubs and she was getting a ton of compliments at work. Figs creates the highest quality medical apparel so that medical professionals look their best, feel their best, and perform their best every day. Every set of Figs is antimicrobial, protects from germs and bacteria. They're ridiculously soft, moisture wicking, and features the four-way stretch. I mean, between you and me, a lot of these scrubs are not exactly that stylish, but that's where Figs comes in. Figs are made with yoga waistbands and come in a variety of styles, from classic straight legs to joggers and skinny styles too. Figs gives back, and you can too. Every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through their Threads for Threads initiative. And to date, Figs has donated hundreds of thousands of sets in over 35 countries. Speaking of Figs, Figs makes great gifts for the lifesavers in your life too. So whether you're one of the awesome humans that works in healthcare or someone who wants to say thanks to these deserving folks, Figs is going to make that easy by providing you with a 15% off your first purchase by using the code RHAP. Get ready to love your scrubs. Head to wearfigs, that's wearfigs.com, and enter the code RHAP at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, and enter the promo code RHAP at checkout. Sam, how are you?
Good, man. How are you? I've actually heard a lot about you.
You did? Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to catch up about all that, but we have to get into it. We have a lot of ground to cover this morning.
Sam, all right, let's start covering it.
Yeah, very sad to see you go out, because I thought that you were somebody, and a lot of people did, who had a lot of upside to really go far into the game. It was a crazy day in the house yesterday. Could you just give us your perspective on what was going on in the house on Thursday?
Yeah, yesterday was a freaking disaster. It was awesome. The day of when I started campaigning, I had no intention of blowing Christy's game up. But the more I thought about it and the more I heard Christy talking about how much she wanted me to go out of the house, it really started making me realize, like, hey, why am I not blowing her game up? She has no problem blowing up mine. Why am I not blowing up hers? So when I was talking to Mickey, I was like, hey, I'm just going to spill the beans. So I just told Mickey, and I want to see how it would land, because I just wanted to spread seeds of deception and plant seeds of doubt and sit back and watch the plant grow. That's all I wanted to do. And that story is what I figured I could use that. And let's just go to roll with it and see what happens. So when I told Mickey and he got super mad, I was like, all right, this is working out good.
Right.
Then Jack wanted to know, then Tommy wanted to know, then Holly wanted to know. And it was just moving. But then it seemed like nothing really happened. I saw a lot of conversations happen two nights ago, but they were just quiet. I saw Christy became standoffish towards me. So I was like, I don't really know if they kind of told her, kind of not. And then coming to yesterday, I'll see myself like, all right, this is the last day. I'm just going to start verbally telling people that I would target Christy. Maybe this will fester something. Maybe this will kickstart the old engine. Let's get this ball rolling. So then when I did that, I still didn't think it was working. It was still quiet and nothing was really happening. But then right before the show began, it's all of a sudden like everything hit the fan and I loved it. I was just sitting back listening to everyone rip back and forth. And I noticed that throughout the whole thing, you didn't really hear my name. Mm-hmm. Like they were just going at each other. Jack, Christy, Tommy, Mickey, screaming, yelling, slamming doors. And I'm just sitting back like, this is exactly what I wanted to happen. And then I had Sif come up to me, Christy. They're like, Sam, we're voting to keep you. Can you work with us? I had Cliff, Tommy, Nicole, Nick. They're all saying, Sam, we're voting to keep you. And I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is working. But then right about 15 minutes before the show, I also saw like the fight was starting to fester down. Now comes the tears. Cat's crying. Christy's crying. Holly's starting to tear up. And I'm starting to realize like, oh no, they're trying to like make amends. Like this isn't going good now. So I just tried at that point to go campaign to Cliff and Tommy. Like, hey, I got you guys. You know, we could do this. We could roll forward. I tried pushing some issues about maybe Kat knowing Mickey and Holly from before the Big Brother experience. I tried pushing on that. And it was, I was only going off of what, like, Tommy told me. So I was just, like, kind of shooting from the hip, trying to keep the ball rolling. But even going, when we had a sit-down for the show, I was still about 65% sure that I actually probably had the votes and I was probably going to stay. But then the minute I sat down, I looked at Jack and Jack looked at me and goes, sorry. And I was like, no, because like that could have been a vote that I needed. And I looked over at Tommy and Tommy just shook his head. And I'm like, come on. And I looked over at Cliff and Cliff's like, Sam, we tried. And I was like, well, there it is. I almost had it. If the live show started a half an hour earlier, you would not be talking to me right now. It was that little 9 o'clock
time slot. Why couldn't it be on at 8 o'clock?
That's exactly what happened. Yep. I would have had it.
Not even on right now. Right.
What's that?
That's time slot stuff. Sam, so you mentioned about how that Kat and Holly had this pre-existing relationship, but do you know about another pre-existing relationship that I think ended up playing very strongly into this?
I only know about like Kat and Holly's final two, but you're talking about relationship. No, I don't know.
Yes.
That.
Okay. So that also in the house that Christy and Tommy knew each other, and that was another thing that we saw as a twist in the season. Yes.
From where? Where did they know each other from?
Christy's ex-girlfriend is Tommy's aunt.
Get out of here, really?
So that's why they were so tight in the house. And so then people are talking to Christy about Tommy. And then so that's one of the reasons why they're so, on the same page.
Wow. It sort of makes sense because like we always talked about in the house that like they were, well, we called it a showmance. I obviously wanted a showmance, but that's what we called it because we said there was three showmances in the house. You know, it was Mickey, Holly, Jack, Sis, and it was Christy and Tommy. Because we all knew they were close, but didn't know they were that close.
Yeah.
So that's cool. See, this is why I'm so excited to watch the show back. I cannot wait.
Yeah, well, you were really fun to watch on the show, and you were somebody that we had a lot of faith in that you were going to be able to put this all together.
I thought I had it.
So I want to go back to a couple of weeks ago, and I want to ask you about what was going on at the time when, really, you know, that all hell was breaking loose a couple of weeks back when it was there was the six and there was Grateful, and Bella came and told you about what was going on with Grateful. And then we had the day where Jack slipped up in the storage room and he was talking to you about Grateful. And then they tried to pretend like it was going to be a nine now. But you had that information that you guys were on the bottom, and then Nick wins that HOH, and you guys got on board with this plan to have Cliff and Jessica go up on the block and then ultimately to backdoor Nicole. What happened, Sam? Why not make a move?
Well, because even if you want to make moves, the majority was still running the house. And at that point in the game, you kind of got to go with the majority. It was way too early. Like, you can't make moves and not have the votes. We've seen it happen before. Someone wants to make a big move and they didn't think it through, and you don't have the votes. It just doesn't work like that. And it wouldn't benefit Nick. If he were to make a big move, he would have been gone the next week. And we still thought we were all right with them, especially, well, he probably really thought he was all right because they were in all that alliance and everything. Me, I was just kind of trying to still hang on to being friends with the majority because I still haven't heard my name brought up with them. So I still felt like I was all right. So even when I heard about the whole Grateful alliance and I was number eight, I still felt comfortable with that eight. Like, they still were not talking about me. They were still talking about getting out other people. It wasn't me. So like, it was working in my favor. And then when they tried making up the undeniable, and like, I'm not stupid. You can't put me in a nine person alliance coming from an eight. Cause that just means I'm at the bottom. Yeah. Like, I'm not an idiot, but I mean, they tried. They get an E for effort. That's all they get. But like, I knew in the long run, like, hey, I was still pretty good with the majority. So even when I'd be talking to Nick, he still wanted to be careful. He needed to get out Nicole because Nicole was hurting his game. And Nicole was also hurting my game at that point because I was being brought in by the whole guilty by association crap. So like, it's sort of like, you know, it kind of festered in that. It wasn't as bad at that moment with my game, with Nick and Bella's and that whole association. It wasn't as bad, but it was starting to evolve and it just blew up after that. And then when the vote flipped, it was all downhill from there. And that's when we're like, all right, well, this is bad. So, you know, I tried hanging on with the majority, and at the time it was working for me, and it is what it is.
Sam, did you know that Nicole was telling the truth about everything she was saying about the six was targeting Nick and Bella? Because then you guys ended up with trying to backdoor her, and then the six flipped it around on you guys.
Yeah, you know, looking back in hindsight, like, everything is so real in there. So like, you're trying to read people's reactions and read people's faces. You just don't know. Mm-hmm. So like, looking now back, I could see it. It makes total sense. And me and Nicole got so close right up until the day I left. She was practicing my campaign with me, my eviction speech with me. Me and Nicole, I love that girl. She's like a quiet little church mouse. She's awesome. And at the point in time when the whole Nick and Bella thing happened, I wasn't that close with Nicole. So I was like, all right, get her out. Like, fine, whatever you want to do, Nick. Like, you're my boy. I got your back. I'll support you. It's really, again, has nothing to do with me. So do it up, kid. Let's do this. So it really didn't affect me. But, you know, it was pretty crappy that I felt like I really campaigned hardcore to Nicole on how to beat Cliff. And I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but we were in the kitchen for about 3 hours the night before, and I was telling her how to campaign and campaign to Christy and Tommy because they're the ones that control the majority. And if the vote goes to flip, they will come and tell me because I'm close with them, and I will let Nick and Bella know if I need to. Well, beknownst to me, Christy and Tommy didn't trust me. Yeah. So Nicole did just that. She went, got the vote flipped, and maybe they were already thinking about flipping the vote a day before. I don't know.
To be fair, but Nicole didn't know that they were going to flip the vote to save her. She was as surprised as anybody.
Right, because she kept coming to me saying, hey, did Christy come to you and say the vote's going to flip? And I was like, no, like, the votes aren't flipping. Like, sorry, like, you tried, you did exactly what we planned on the night before, but Christy would have definitely came to me because that's how much I trusted Christy. So that's why Nicole went into it thinking she did not have the votes. She even said she wanted to really blow up the game on her eviction speech. And I told her no, because I said, if she flips the votes, don't do that on your eviction speech. She did exactly what her and I discussed and planned. And I just trusted Christy to tell me. So when Christy didn't, I told Nicole, like, yeah, you're still going home. Like, we tried. I wanted you to stay. It didn't work out. And then the vote flipped. And it felt like it was my idea. And I got no credit. And then I was the bad guy. And then I wore my stupid Santa sweatshirt for the eviction saying, ho, 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 Nicole's got to go. And I was an idiot.
Yeah.
And, like, there's nothing I could do about it looking back except laugh. But, and, like, Nicole knew it was funny, too. Yeah, like, we just didn't know. And that's, at that point, I knew I really couldn't trust, like, Christy and Tommy.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was way closer to them than they were to me.
In the second week, you won the veto for the second time in a row. You used the first veto and you saved Cliff. But then Kemi was on the block. You didn't use the veto on her, but then you tried really hard to save Kemi. You were the person who was pushing the hardest to save Kemi when she was up on the block. Do you regret that you didn't use the veto on Kemi?
At the time, I didn't think I could use the veto on Kemi because the house was so adamant on Kemi going home. And I really liked Kemi. Like, her and I had a lot of good talks. I know she liked me.
Yes.
I liked her. This was good. You know, and I was looking at it. I knew Jess already tried starting the all woman alliance, or that's what I heard. She was involved with that whole Black Widow
and
scheme.
And she was, yes.
Okay, all right. So then hearing that, she said she would never put up two girls on the block next to each other. Like, that's bad in general. So that's when, at the moment, since I couldn't use the veto to save Kemi because it would blow up my game and put a target on my back, why am I going against what the house wants? So that's why I tried going to Jack and saying, hey, you know, let's keep Kemi. Let's get out Jess. She verbally said that no girls will see the block under her reign. Like, why are you keeping her then? And at that point in time, I was already sort of gunning for Jess anyway, from conversations we had. So it was a win-win. And I was like, I really want to keep Kemi. I told her, I'm going to try to campaign to keep her. And I was running around and doing the whole thing. And that's when Jack slipped up, told me about Grateful, and it didn't work.
Right.
And I was like, all right. So I don't regret not using the veto because I still think it would have put a target on my back. And even when I campaigned, you could see, after I campaigned a couple times, people accidentally said, well, when Sam was trying to flip the vote, and I'm like, yo, hold on. Like, don't say that in a negative way. Like, I had a discussion about if maybe Kemi should stay and Jess go instead. It wasn't me running around flipping a vote. And they're like, oh, yeah. I knew that. Sorry, Sam.
Okay.
Like, well, that's how you guys are talking. That's bad, because if I'm not there to defend myself, it could be really bad to put a target on the back. So I don't really regret it at the time. But, I mean, looking back, sure, I should have. But can't do anything about it now.
Yeah. Last thing. Can you just real quick tell us the origins of Send It?
I love saying Send It. Send It for me means that when you're about to do something and you're going to commit to 100%, that is when you either full send or you're just going to send it. If you're going to do a wheelie on a motorcycle, you yell send it. If you're going to jump off a cliff into a creek, you yell send it. If I'm going to go on Big Brother and do something crazy, I'm going to yell send it. I love yelling send it. I do it all the time. When I walk into my work and I walk out onto the dock while the forklifts are working, there's random people that see me and just yell back send it, because that is all I say.
Oh,
get
used to that. Yeah.
I love it. I love saying it. And I also feel like it releases tension in the air too. So if there's like an awkward moment or you have to do like an awkward speech or something, you yell send it. Someone's going to laugh because they're just sitting there going, okay, weird flex, but okay, what was that? And I don't know, you know, here I go. Here comes my speech. Buckle up.
All
you
right.
know, so I just kept yelling it. Like, that's how the whole experience of Big Brother was for me.
Sam, I know you got to run. Thank you so much for coming on and talking with us, and hope we get the chance to catch up some more in the future. Okay.
Totally. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Take care, Sam. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Sam Smith, good spirits, and looking forward to that Sunday night episode of the show to really see what was going on about that. And I think Sam is going to be very surprised when he's watching the shows once he gets back home very soon. All right, so Fun to catch up with Sam. We got a lot still to do today. Live feed update with Taryn coming up. It's probably over for you guys at the time you're listening to this, but we are going to talk to Ovi as well. Don't forget about Brendan and Rachel on a Sunday night. Of course, all this is made possible by the power of the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Head on over to robhasawebsite.com/patron for more information about everything we're doing. Send it. So check that out. I'm upset at myself when I read the ad for figs in the beginning, and there was a part about how you could give figs as a gift, and I was really I'm still upset with myself for not saying that you can send it as a gift. I wish I would have done more Sam impressions also with Sam, but I think that that's very awkward to you don't know this, but I do impressions of you and it never lands. It never lands because no person ever thinks like, oh, that is a good impression of me. So but hopefully that he will appreciate my Sam impressions once he gets out and he hears more about them from the podcast. All right. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.